This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Wednesday.
What? Oh, Gillian.
Oh, it is that time for stretching.
I do that every morning. I mean, not every morning. I mean, every Wednesday morning.
At this time, on air.
On air.
It's like Pavlov's dog. This song just makes you want to stretch.
Nick, stretch.
Come on, listeners. Let's all do it together.
I want to say good morning to Tony because we haven't for a while and he's always our first texter in a row.
Morning, Tony, and anybody else that's up at this ridiculous hour.
Kenneth from Portland.
Probably, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely to have you with us, and I hope that you're waking
Anyone else who's listening and doesn't text in?
We love you too.
Oh, of course we do.
Oh, it's non-discriminate, our love. We love everyone.
Wow, we are keen, aren't we?
Yes.
A bit of Danny to get you going.
I don't mind a bit of Danny.
Oh, I bet you don't.
Joy.
Are you under pressure?
Feeling it, really.
Are
it's,
you?
It's 20 minutes now. No, hang on. 24 minutes.
Oh, you're so under pressure, you don't even know what time
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. You with Gillian and Nick. You're on Joy. We'd love you to say hello to us. You simply have to text us on 04JOY...
27.
04...
Hello. Hi, I'm Nick and I know what's going on. If you'd like to text us, say 04...
Oh, shut up.
Joy 94.9.
David Hunt, who's on his way in, is even just texting.
Hello, darling. We'll see you soon, you little garden gnomy, snow domey fellow.
That's right. Mm. And I'm very happy about that. We've reached the hump of hump day now. The sun is up, which is wonderful.
Yeah, which is lovely. Now, Gillian.
Yeah.
Have you been watching any television of late?
I do, actually. I'm a little bit partial to This is the Voice!
Oh, really?
I know you love it. I know you love it.
Come on. There's no difference between The Voice and Australian Idol, and it's got talent. And
well, do you watch any of those?
No.
Well, how would you know?
I watch cooking shows.
Oh, great.
Of which there are also thousands, but it's I've unfortunately, I've become a bit hooked into the old MKR, My Kitchen Rules.
Oh, I thought that was not quite right, spelt badly, but okay, so that's My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, My Kitchen Rules.
And do you love it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Well, you're saying it through gritted teeth. Is this a case of the old hate TV, a show you watch that you kind of love to hate as well? You watch it almost so you can complain about it.
It is!
Oh,
who knew there was such a concept?
Oh, well, I think it's a disease, actually.
I think it might be. I think it might be. Well, last night, Jill, the villains.
Oh, the bad kitchenettes.
Babes.
Who are they?
Babes. Babes.
Who are they?
If you just call me Babes. All the time, babes, people
that
who watch NPR
I would hate that.
Will know who I'm talking about. Babes, 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 babes.
Who are these babes?
Ashley and Sophia, babes.
Okay. Are they babes. Sisters? What are they?
No, they're BFFs, babes.
Oh, all right.
They perhaps should be, BBFs.
So they're quite annoying. Is that what you're saying?
Totally annoying. But, they make for great hate television.
Ah.
Yeah, because, they're the people you love to hate, really.
Okay. Does it make you feel better about yourself when you watch My Kitchen Rules?
It makes me feel glad that I don't call everyone babes.
Okay.
Babes.
You have actually been saying that quite a lot this morning.
Have I babes? Have I babes?
Oh. You actually texted me last night, babes.
I know, and that was a mistake. I was meant to text my girlfriend. Anyway.
I got this babes exclamation mark and I thought, oh, finally, Nick, she's admitting her love, her unrequited love for me. You know when your defences are down late at night? Well, it wasn't that late. It was about 8:30. I was in bed, however.
That's late. So was I. Anywho. Anyone else watching NKR?
Hey, all the voices, in fact. 0427 Joy 949.
Joy.
Hey, my boy Johnny Lemons texted in.
What's he got to say for himself?
MKR is the bomb and The Voice ain't no good.
Okay,
well, that's my comment.
Whatever. We're talking about hate television. We're actually talking about shows that you...
Thanks, Johnny.
...love to hate. So you're saying you love to hate MKR. I love to hate The Voice. Does that make us cool? I think it does.
I think it makes you confused.
You're on Joy with Nick and Gillian.
Joy 94.9.
Well, moving on, we have Chris the PT. It's not public transport. It's the opposite
of public transport.
Well, I'm not sure that you're going to be loving of this. We're talking about exercise and personal training. Morning, Chris.
Morning, girls. How you doing?
Good.
Ah,
how
pumped?
Was that for motivated?
Brilliant.
Love it.
Good.
You almost jumped out of your seat then.
I know. Well, I feel a little bit guilty, actually, having you in here.
Do you now? Why is that?
Oh, because, you know.
Well, you're fit.
You're fit, and I'm not.
And you're here.
Really? But fitness is actually, well, it depends how you look at it. External factors are very misleading. People can be really fit and not look like this.
Fitting on the chubby side, is that what you're saying?
You can have cardiovascular fitness.
I am so fit.
There you go.
Look at me, I'm fit.
She's fit and doesn't she know it?
Yeah. Well, Baywatch is not always Baywatch chicks are not always, they may not be fit, they might have the body. Can they run up a mountain?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do I care about that?
Unless they can do it topless, I don't care.
Yeah, right. No.
I don't know if we can talk like this on this show.
No, I don't know that we want to. No. Not
right.
On a bounce there.
Moving on. So the idea is that you're going to come in every week, Chris.
Yeah.
See, I'm motivated.
You
Imagine
are.
Imagine how motivated that is for Chris to come in here to talk to us for a few minutes.
Yeah, that is motivating. Yeah. Now, Chris, just before we get into what it is you're going to tell us about, what are your credentials?
Yeah.
Credentials, wow.
Make us believe in what you're saying, Chris.
Okay, well, I've started fitness from a very early age. I've got a brother who's a bodybuilder who's basically is about twice the width of me.
And is that healthy?
Well, that's a very good question. Yeah. I don't know if I should answer that.
No, don't, because you might be listening.
You might be.
Joy.
Now, can you help us here? Because Nick is sort of saying she was getting fit last year and then it sort of dropped off a bit. So you're not feeling very motivated.
No, well, actually, just to clarify, Chris, I don't know that I would call it fit.
Right, right.
I would say that what I did do was I made a conscious effort to lose some weight.
Yes.
And I did quite well.
Yes, yes, yes.
I was on kettlebells.
Oh, yeah. You're on
1,200 calories a day in kettlebells.
Wow.
I don't know what you feel about that.
That's pretty tough on the stomach, those kettlebells, because they're made of iron.
No.
Yeah.
And so were my abs after a few months. I'll tell you that for free. Gillian, stop rolling your eyeballs.
Oh, sorry. You can't see that on radio, but you can if you speak about it.
If I tell you about it. So I was feeling good. I went and bought a whole heap of new clothes and, like I was really on song. And then what happened, Chris, is I was like feeling pretty good about myself. And I thought, I wouldn't mind a donut. Wouldn't mind a couple of Bickies dunked in me tea.
And was that all it took? You just had a taste of that donut again and that was it? It was all downhill, was it?
I think the thing was that because I'm a bit of a reward person. If I work hard, I feel that I deserve a reward.
Right.
And I had worked hard.
I see. Okay, so tell me, Nick, what was the motivators for wanting to exercise back then?
I was fat, love. Fat as the day is long and I wanted to get over it.
Oh, yeah? So you wake up one morning, you looked at
bobbled out of bed.
So what made you just go, that's it? I've got to do something. What was the... Did someone say something? Was there something that happened?
Oh, God.
Do you
want
to share that with
us? Therapy.
I'm loving it.
No, well, I was not feeling very sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just not feeling very good. And I was puffing.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind the odd ciggy.
Yeah.
As well.
Perfect candidate
I'm hearing
for you.
I'm hearing you. Yeah.
And so anyway...
So you weren't feeling good about yourself.
The only person that can do something about this is me.
It's true.
You know, and instead of whinging about it.
Oh, darlings, look, I know this is wonderful, but we are on radio. I mean,
no, you're right.
Who's paying for this call?
you're right. And so anyway, Chris, I decided to take the plunge.
Yes.
Did it.
Yes.
I thought rather than join a gym, I'll get the kettlebells. I can do that at home in my own time.
Right.
I loved them.
Good on you.
Now I've given myself that reward for working hard.
That's interesting that you actually did it at home. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
good. It's very hard to motivate yourself sometimes and to stay motivated. But so if we break it down just briefly I know we've got limited time here. So you started to exercise.
If he's going to take you on, Nick, it could be an all-day thing.
Yeah, this is a big conversation, this one. But let's try and summarise it in 30
How
seconds.
How big, Chris?
Uh-oh.
On you go. No, don't.
Yeah. No, I'm listening. Go.
All right, I've got to be careful what I say here. Now, so you broke it down. So you started exercise.
Mm.
What about your diet and nutrition? Did you change anything there?
Yeah. 1,200 calories a day.
Ho, ho, ho.
On the app.
Yep.
Put in everything I ate.
Okay.
Sniffed a lettuce leaf. I put down my 2 calories. I was counting.
You did very well by the sounds
of it. Riding my bike to work.
What else did you do? Yeah.
Yeah, rode my bike to work. I was walking the dogs 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Ended up dragging them around because I was like, no, you can't stop for a week. We're going to keep going.
They only go around the block.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a small block, isn't
it? I'm helping you. I'm helping. It's quite a small block.
You drive your dog everywhere, wanker.
And defensive.
Bloody hell, having to go at me with my going. Just goes around the block. This dog gets driven everywhere in the back of the RAV4.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind, Chris.
Lesbian car, RAV4. Okay.
Try and help her.
If I can ask another question, perhaps.
One more quick one and then moving on.
Did you set yourself any goals? Did you say to yourself,
yes, love, I wanted to get thin.
That was it?
How many times? I was fat.
Did you have a specific weight you wanted to achieve? I think maybe.
Yeah, I did, Chris. Sorry. I'm getting all defensive.
I know.
Look, I'm getting hot. It's hot in here.
Well, if you look at the motivating factor, you didn't feel good about your body, right?
Yeah.
Crap. So the defense mechanisms can come up. So it's quite normal. So I'm really pleased, really proud of you to be sharing this with everybody over the radio.
Oh my God, we're on air! I forgot! We'll be back.
Joy.
And fitness at 20 minutes past 7. We're here with the very fit and handsome Chris, the personal trainer.
And Johnny Lemon is already liking the sound of you, Chris. And actually, he's written in with a legitimate question, he says.
Oh, yes. What's that?
He says, is it good or bad for you to exercise while you have a cold, given that the cold flu season is coming up? He doesn't want to impede his workout routine.
He also says, PSB my BF.
I don't know.
Johnny.
Boyfriend. Oh, right, okay.
Could be best friend, but I don't think so.
Johnny. No, he's not that deep. Anyway.
Not as deep as our conversation so far, are they?
No. If you've just tuned in, Nick has been quite revealing with talking about herself and her, fitness regime, how she feels about herself, body image, all of that sort of thing. And, Chris, you're going to go away after today and come back with some sort of regime for Nick, maybe?
Yeah, I think given our conversation this morning, I think how about we come up with a bit of a motivational plan for you, some goals, a few things that you can consider, if you like.
I didn't know it was going to end in this.
Yeah.
No, but that's
I wasn't informed.
No,
Chris, okay, I'm open to that because, yes, I have porked up again.
Oh, okay.
And, all my excellent clothes are now quite tight.
Mm-hmm.
I still look like I've got them on even when I take them off.
Right, okay.
Well, they've left their mark.
They have indeed. Yeah. So
you're okay with that, Nick? Are you feeling comfortable with taking that approach? Because this wasn't
Chris,
actually on the agenda,
not.
Was it?
No. Clearly, I'm not okay with that.
Okay. This is totally unplanned, of course. We just thought we'd
talk
about
fitness.
I'm okay
with your plan. Sorry, I thought you were talking about taking my clothes off and them still looking like they're on. No, I'm not okay with that. So therefore, okay with your bullet point plan because currently my bullets are aimed at my temple.
Joy.
So, Chris, can you help her?
I think we can work well together. Give you the feedback you need. Keep you on track. Give you the positive reinforcement. Yeah, the good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've got to do this together. It's not just, you guys are a team
I've
here,
got
right?
To do something.
So, yeah. So I don't want to, we don't want to give negative comments away. You don't want to.
I've got to be nice.
Oh, well, yeah. Can you do that?
No.
Yes.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. We are just all come all over.
Oh, I know.
Over the pandas that Cal's doing.
I know. Well, look, pandas, I think whenever I'm depressed, I sound like Julie Andrews. Whenever I'm feeling down, these are a few of my favourite things. Watching panda videos on YouTube. If I'm having a shit day, go pandas and you'll just be cheered up.
Wow, and you reckon I've been insightful on air.
Oh, you think I've revealed a little too much?
Possibly.
Sorry about that, listeners. It's now 10 to 8.
Actually,
time.
In saying that, though, Jill, I must say that one of my favourite YouTube videos of all time is the tiny panda sneezing. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes. It's adorable.
Frightens the bejesus out of his mum. Cute.
Interrupts the mum, only for a nanosecond eating its bamboo, which has no nutritional value for pandas, but they still eat 10 kilos a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Probably
they eat half
good.
Their weight. In bamboo a
half
day.
Their, and
half
they're big.
Their weight and they're big bears.
They
Not
are
biggest
big bears.
Bears.
Aren't they? Who's the biggest?
Polar bears. Polar bears are the heaviest. Grizzly bears are the tallest.
I don't know. There were some bears at Pride March that looked pretty big to me.
Sit them next to a polar bear, though. They look small, I reckon.
I should have timed how long it would take for us to get to bears, like gay bears as opposed to regular bears.
I like the gay bears. They're nice. Anywho, they're not what we're talking about. We're talking about pandas.
Yes, pandas. Giant pandas, in fact.
Do you know what? Yeah. The only time I've ever sort of felt like a giant panda was with a face full of makeup and a breakup.
Oh.
You know, when you go out and you like break up with your chick and then you cry and then you get panda-ized.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, that's never happened to me, but anyway, that I like the image of you looking like a panda.
I like the image of Nick crying on the dance floor.
Well, with that much eyeliner or mascara that it's all gone down you.
It does, and you get panda-ized. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say someone hit you in the face.
I simmer down.
And I was going to get at them.
Don't.
Oh, I see. He turned it around there.
Right, maybe I'm going to go and pick a fight just so you can come and stand up for me.
All right, I'll be your man.
I'm going to say, I'm going to get Callum onto you.
He's beefy, isn't he? Let's face it.
Look at me.
He's gorgeous.
Chris has got nothing on me.
Tell us about pandas, Cal.
Yes, please.
Okay. They eat half their body weight a day in bamboo, and of that, they can only digest 1/6 of it. Everything else goes straight through them.
Wow.
Because they have carnivore stomachs still, and right. No one's sure why pandas began just eating bamboo.
So they don't eat meat, even though they're carnivores.
They still have the carnivore metabolism and everything.
No wonder they're endangered.
Yeah, and they spend their entire day eating or resting to conserve energy because they don't get enough energy from the bamboo they eat.
I think this could be me.
Have they eaten my greyhound? That sounds exactly like what my greyhound does.
Really?
Yeah. Eat. Sleep.
Yep.
And does
that's
it have
all they do.
Huge amounts of poo, I should imagine, then.
Yeah, and it's very clearly they've eaten nothing but bamboo.
Oh, so it's bamboo poo?
Fibrous. Yep.
Very fibrous.
Maybe if you can find a picture of the bamboo poo, you can put that on.
All right. I can do that.
On Facebook. Oh, you've put a picture. Oh, you've put that wonderful video of the pandas on the slide.
That is the cutest thing.
Oh.
The little cowboy legs and pigeon toes. And they're boisterous, aren't they?
Yeah.
They really kind of get amongst it. They like fight like puppies.
That's probably because they're probably still on milk, so they're getting enough nutrients to be energized.
When they're babies, you see. Now, right, what else?
They're so solitary that there isn't even a group, like a collective word for pandas that I could find. You know how most things are like, you know, a flock of
pandas. A cottage of.
A cottage of pandas.
I think there's a cottage of something, isn't there?
Just a solo of panda.
A solo, yeah. A solitary of pandas.
Oh.
And they avoid getting into fights, like the males avoid fights over territory by scent marking. And they're the only bears with a scent gland. And what they do to vie for dominance is they do handstands.
No! I've done that in the swimming pool!
Wait.
Here we go. How much more do you want to divulge?
Hang on. They do handstands in order to wee the highest on certain trees.
Is that what you're saying?
I haven't done that in the
And that's it's like a little primary school kid thing, seeing who can wee the highest.
So they do. I would have thought it'd be quite hard for a panda to do it. A handstand, really? They've only got little arms.
They back up. They sort of climb up the tree with their back legs.
Oh, excellent.
And that's so they avoid fighting because they just don't have the energy for fighting.
So it's it is a pissing contest. Whoever
it's
can piss highest up a tree.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. Yes. It's like a fountain.
Yeah.
But they must wee on themselves a bit, then.
They probably do. Yeah.
Yes. When you say don't eat yellow snow, don't eat the
yellow
bit on
panda
a panda.
Fur. Don't buy a yellow panda fur. Because they're endangered and you shouldn't be having animal fur anyway.
No.
I love your serious look, Ben Callum. Oh,
that was
very
stern,
convincing.
Wasn't it? Stern and serious.
Another cute little an oddity of the pandas is they're the only bear with a thumb.
Now, no!
They don't have a proper thumb, but they have an extension of the wrist bone that they use like a thumb.
And other bears do not have this.
No.
Like that on Facebook. It's kind of a visual gag. Just imagine thumbs up, yeah?
Panda thumbs up.
Yeah.
There'll be a meme somewhere. But they roll like the bamboo leaves into sort of cigar shapes.
Oh,
they
shut up.
And then, they're rolling
and then
a big
just,
number.
And then just nibble away on them,
shut
eat
up.
Them like carrots. There's footage of them on a documentary I watch called Bears, A Spy in the Woods.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh,
by
that's
David
cute.
Attenborough.
Oh, it's one of those ones where they have cameras in logs that move.
Yeah, yeah.
They walk.
The logs walk?
Yeah. So the spy is the camera, and they've got them hidden in things
and
so
they
you
have
can
one
get closer.
Covered in mirrors, and so when it's in a bush, it just looks like the rest of the bush around it, which worked really well until a bear got too close, and then he was like, I can
saw
see
himself.
Myself, what's going on? And tipped it over, and then the wheels
can sounds like revenge. They've got cameras everywhere.
1984, but in the woods.
Wow. So they roll it like a big cigar and they stuff it in.
And they just nibble away.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Anything else?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think that's about it. They only eat two kinds of the nine kinds of bamboo in
Do
the
they?
Jansen forest.
Yeah, they're very picky.
Fussy.
And they only eat 1 year old bamboo of one particular kind because the shoots are really fresh and nutritious.
Bamboo shoots.
Bamboo shoots. I love bamboo shoots. Mm. They never seem to grow into bamboo. Not in my fridge. And then
you've tried. We've probably left those bamboo shoots in there for long enough.
Yeah, and you know what? They did not grow. Oh. Things grew on them, but they did not grow.
Right.
And the other kind, they rip them apart to get to the delicious fleshy inside.
Right.
So they're sort of gourmet of the bamboo
of the
world.
Bear community. Mm. Well, thank you so much for that, Callum. And do yourself a favour, listeners. Go on to our Facebook page, Wake Up It's Wednesday, and have a look at those pandas. Yes, baby pandas on the slide. You're on Joy with Gillian and Nick.
Joy 94.9.
Now on Joy, we're talking to Christine Rogers, who is about to embark on the massive job of directing her first feature, I Am Evangeline. Welcome, Christine.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
See, she already owns the place. That's what directors are like.
They are like that, aren't they?
They move in and they take over.
Now, what's this film?
Well, it is an insanely huge project on a tiny budget that I've been wanting to make something big for a long time, and I guess I've stood in the queue at funding bodies with my little hat out. Aww. Fund me.
Yeah.
And then finally, a couple of years ago, I thought, okay, that's it. I'll just go down the self-funded route. So that's what I'm doing.
Because you're not new to this screenwriting business, though, Christine. You've had a few out there, haven't you?
I've had a few out there. I've had a short feature made a few years ago with Joe Kennedy that was called The Forest.
Mm-hmm.
So that went pretty well. And then made lots of short films. And
you teach screenwriting. You're that clever that you teach screenwriting. Is that right?
For my sins.
At RMIT, which is, I think it's quite got a good reputation, that
place.
It
does. Yes, it does, certainly.
So what is the thrust of I Am Evangeline?
Evangeline's a clone, and so it's sort of set in a parallel now. So there's not like, you know, spaceships arriving. It's not that kind of science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's set sort of alternate now where very rich men can get their girlfriends and dead wives cloned illegally in China and bring them over. And
wow.
So Evangeline's a clone. So it's a classic outsider story. You know, most of the population, they hate these clone girls. They think they're weird and revolting and they're sort of subhuman. So it's really a story about an outsider who's trying to fit in and become what she thinks is normal.
And so that raises that whole thing about what bloody hell is normal and do we want to be normal if we do know what it is?
Well, that's exactly right. So she's got the clone flaw, which is why the society doesn't have like hundreds of clone soldiers and clones making cars and all
and
those.
And what's the flaw?
Well, the flaw is a sleeping disease. It's like she's a I was going to say,
I was going to say
necrophiliac.
But you didn't mean that, though, did you?
No, I meant narcolepsy.
Yes.
So she falls asleep often. It's kind of a timing problem in the brain.
Right.
And so she's heard this idea that if she can find her original, Diana, the woman she was cloned from,
right,
and take some cells out of her brain,
ooh,
then she can become normal. So that's her journey. So it's
right.
got a bit of a kind of horror element as well. And so she runs away to the city to find Diana in order to take this cure mm-hmm. and become like everybody else.
But would you want to be like Diana? Because I have read this script and Diana's not that nice.
No, she is a cow.
So it really does raise all sorts of questions and very much sort of, you know, the gay angle as well is that, you know, outsider, do we actually want gay marriage? Do we want to be like everybody else? And it's, you know, it's the alternate reality we've chosen better. I like this discussion. So how is this thing going to get made?
Well, this thing is getting made through blood, sweat and tears and through crowdfunding. So we've jumped on the zeitgeist, the wave or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and increasingly filmmakers of all kind of size and calibre and going on to various sites. We're on Pozible, which is Pozible.
Yep. Anything's possible.
.com.
That's right.
And there's just amazing projects on there looking for money.
And let's not talk about them.
No.
Let's talk about yours.
That's right.
So how much, you know, like how much are you looking for? You know, what's the smallest that you can contribute?
$10.
$10.
What do I get from a tenner?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
An email.
So thanks very much.
Ripper, what if I give a hundy?
Well, we've
massive email,
got these,
big font.
We've got these pledges at various kind of prices. So for $75, you get a T-shirt.
It's what a T-shirt costs anyway these days.
Very sexy T-shirt. Yeah. And for, let me just check my list.
Go on, look at your price list.
For $125... you're a film lover and you get an invite to our cast and crew screening. I tell you, it'll be a bloody red carpet affair.
And
it'll be
also,
fantastic.
Hey, what buys you an extra role? Surely be an extra.
Actually, that's
been
pretty popular, actually. That's $250.
That's all.
Now, Christine, Tony Childs was going to cook me breakfast in bed if I coughed up $450.
It's $450. Or $4.50?
No, $450.
Right, okay. So what will you get for $450? What she was going to give a breakfast in bed. What will you give to
Nick? I was going up to Byron Bay to hang with Tony and her hubby, and they were going to cook me breakfast in bed.
Oh, darling, I don't know. I can't remember. It's on there, though.
You'd come up with something fabulous.
You would, though. Absolutely. So you basically got to get onto Possible, look up I Am Evangeline, and just give them some money, because Christine, look at you. You know, you're there. Look, you're going to make it anyway, aren't you? You'd make it.
We are going to make it. We've got the kind of A and the B budget. So, you know, the A budget is catering. The B budget is
bring a sandwich
on set.
Bring a sandwich from home.
Sounds fantastic. Get onto it. And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page as well.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Christine.
Joy 94.9.
16 minutes to 9 and I've just had a very, very bad thing happen.
Oh, darling, what's gone on?
Well, I'm wearing black.
Yes, I see this.
Thank you. And I've popped my little noggin down and I've found that there's a little stray hair there.
Yes, you're holding it up.
Atop my breasticle.
Yeah.
It's grey!
Well, it's lucky that it's come out then, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
Well, actually, no, not necessarily, because obviously eventually they're all going to go grey. And if they all fall out when they turn grey, then you're going to be bald.
That's all right. So the news doesn't get better.
No, it doesn't, actually. And, a couple of things here. We did our protest songs and you're winning. You're way ahead of this. You're winning the song off. Okay, Nick.
Sorry? Yeah.
Did you not hear that?
What? No.
You're well ahead. Anyway, somebody's trying to vote for me via email. Doesn't work that way. Very sweet of you, Ruth and Joe, Melbourne CBD. She says, two more for Kate Bush, please, Gillian. Lovely. You've got to go onto Facebook. Wake up, it's Wednesday.
I sent that email. Oh, just to make you feel better.
Choking, aren't you? You're choking. Now, I've got a problem with an ad here.
What is your problem?
I've seen it on the telly and I'm now seeing it in the newspaper.
And you don't love it.
Well, firstly, it's for the Salvos, and we don't like the Salvos because they don't like us.
They don't like the gays,
no,
do they?
They don't like us.
They can bang their tambourines, but we can't bang each other.
Very good. I think that could be an ad.
There's my new slogan.
Anyway, there is this ad on television of this poor old lady, you know, because it's to give money, 10 months to give to a Salvo. But what they use is this old woman who lost her lovely husband 12 years ago and is now terribly lonely. Mm. And, you know, she's looking at this photo of how they used to be. And we're supposed to feel sorry for her. I don't. Do you know why?
Why? It's harsh, Jill.
I know. But I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she's had years and years, probably 50 or 60 years with this man she loves dearly. Lucky old her. No, we're supposed to feel sorry that she lost him and she's on her own now. What about us that are on our own anyway? Like, to have had a happy marriage where they've clearly been married for, like, yonkers. Look, that's an old black and white photo.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to feel sorry for her. And thinking, well, at least you had love. At least you did have a beautiful love. Shut up. Shut up, woman.
Jill,
keep your $10.
Jill, love, I think you might be missing the point.
What is the point?
Well, it's not about you.
Right. Anyway, just saying.
But, well, you know, that's okay.
I think she should shut up. She's lucky. Give me $10. I'm on my own.
What are you going to do with that tenner? Take yourself out for coffee.
Yes.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.